Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
We just missed an event that took place in the last few days, but there's other events coming up, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit. There's an organization called Remember For Me, and this is an Alzheimer's support organization.
That is correct, and it is a Alzheimer's support and education group in Hunt County. They are doing a series of seminars. They have got one on Saturday, February 1st at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then one at 6 in the evening on Tuesday, February 18th. They're both at Wesley Methodist Church in Greenville. Mm-hmm. And they are talking about different things about managing the disease and about, I think, education on how the disease progresses. And they are designed to help caregivers sort of understand the process mm-hmm. that is going to be happening.
Mm-hmm. So this next event is Saturday, February 1st at 10 a.m. And then there's the meeting at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 18th is different.
They're different topics for each one.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, and they're going to include things like legal issues and power of attorney, okay. nutrition, things like that.
Okay.
But each one is different, and it's a sort of a series on education.
I see.
But you don't have to register. You can show up, and you can come to any of them.
Okay.
The information on it is you can go to Wesley Methodist's Facebook page, and there's specifics about each one of these classes mm-hmm. there. And then something else I want just to mention, because what Remember For Me does in the way of Alzheimer's support is so great and so important in our community. And on the second Thursday of every month, they have a support group that meets at 6 p.m. at the hospital in the sixth floor boardroom. And that's just a chance for caregivers to be able to come and just talk about the issues, ask questions. One of the main facilitators is Melva Hill, who has been through it. She is also a pastor, and so she is just wonderful at being able to mm-hmm. counsel, provide advice, provide comfort, and just in a sense say, I know what you're going through.
Yeah. And I've been hearing some very encouraging news about Alzheimer's research taking place in the last few weeks. So that's
there's at least, you know, some hope on the horizon.
Reason for optimism.
Yes.
Right. So these events are going on. Again, have a look at Pud's Facebook page, and she has her newsletter there. You can read more about all these events. Greenville, we're talking with Pud Kearns, Housewarmers of Greenville. Greenville Municipal Auditorium continues to bring in some remarkable folks, and Steve Warren are the big country stars playing there Friday night.
Yes, I that sounds like it's going to be an exciting show. I understand the ticket sales have been great.
I'll bet.
The fact that he's one of the artists recently that's actually contacted the GMA and said, I want to play there.
Really?
Yes. More and more people are discovering that since the the auditorium has been rehabbed with the new seats, a new sound system, they're discovering it's a great place. It's a great small venue to play.
Yeah. Yeah. Country stars, you know, country music is interesting in that when you're young, you have your 5 years or so of big hit-making days, and you're on the radio all the time. But after that, they may perform and do very well in concert tours for decades to come.
Yes.
They're never forgotten.
No,
and,
no.
That's the case.
We all love those songs,
right.
Particularly if you can sing along to them.
Right.
And in fact, they've got tickets on sale for a couple of more events coming up that are sort of along that line. One is the Hitmen. Both of these these concerts are not until March. But the Hitmen is all of the guys who sang backup, played were the studio musicians or touring musicians with some of the biggest names in rock. People like Paul McCartney, Elton John, and more and more and more. Cat Stevens, Jim Croce, The Who, Foreigner, Frankie Valli, and on and on. And so they're coming to sing these songs
Great.
That they actually were part of. And it's just an evening of great classic music.
Yeah, fantastic.
And then tickets are also on sale for country stars Johnny Bush and Johnny Rodriguez that are going to do a dual show at the GMA. And then also Mandy Barnett and the Quaby Sisters,
who are Western Swing performers. So all of those are on the horizon and on the schedule. We're going to run out of time pretty quickly here. Feral Hog Informational Workshop, Friday, January 31st at 1 o'clock at the Fletcher Warren Center. Boy, it's a problem for folks who live out in the country. And maybe even people that live in some of the outlying subdivisions edge of town.
Yes, indeed. And this is put on by the Texas AgriLife Extension Service. There is no charge to go. It is from 1 to 4:30, and they're going to talk about, you know, just all things feral hogs and how, you know, and basically what you can do to... deal with them.
That's
what a mess.
Interesting situation there, for sure. It has been for a while. And then, again, we're pretty much out of time, but the Audie Murphy and American Cotton Museum, they have their annual gun show February 8th and 9th, also at Fletcher Warren.
And the Greenville Legacy Awards is Saturday, February 1st at the Texan Theater.
Good. Glad you got that in, too.
Yes.
All right. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Always enjoy it.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition.